So after the Vedam tutor, it is now time for the Bhajan tutor. I am Team Radio Sai Bishu. And dear listeners, before we start with the Radio Sai Bhajan classroom, let's have our second Bhajan quiz. So the question for today is, can you please tell us three bhajans in which the phrase Shiva Shakti appears? In the lyrics of the bhajan, you should find the phrase Shiva Shakti. Tell us three such bhajans. You can send your answers to my email ID, bishu@radiosai.org. So that is B for Baba, I for India, S for Sai, H for humility, U for unity. Bishu@radiosai, radiosai is one word, .org. So please send your answers to the question, three bhajans which have in their lyrics the phrase Shiva Shakti. So we will announce the results of this quiz at the end of this program. So let's begin a new episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom with a prayer. Let us offer our most reverential and grateful salutations at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. Dearest Lord, please bless us so that we always remain in Shiva consciousness, in Sai consciousness, in Krishna consciousness, in Rama consciousness. Let every moment of our life be filled with your thoughts, in your work, and in your love. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to this new episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. The bhajan we are going to learn today goes something like this.
Nataraja Namami Shankara.
So this is the bhajan we will learn now, a beautiful melodious composition dedicated to Lord Shiva. And let's get started by becoming familiar with the lyrics of the bhajan, and then like always we'll move on to learning its tune, the raga of the bhajan, the beat of the bhajan, and then we will listen to reflections of Brother Ami Deshpande on how he connects to Bhagwan through this bhajan.
Nataraja Namami Shankara. Shiva Raja, Shiva Shiva Shankara. Nataraja Namami Shankara. Shirdi Purishwara Shiva Shankara. Parti Purishwara Parameshwara. Hridayeshwara Saishwara.
Now that we are familiar with the lyrics, let's move on to learning how to sing this bhajan. Brother Ravi Kumar and Anirudh will now give us a slow demonstration.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale D sharp madhyam.
Nataraja Namami Shankara. Nataraja Namami Shankara. Nataraja Namami Shankara. Nataraja Namami Shankara. Shiva Raja Shiva Shiva 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 Shankara. Nataraja Namami Shankara. Nataraja Namami Shankara. ಶಿರಡಿ ಪುರೀಶ್ವರ ಶಿವಶಂಕರ ಶಿರಡಿ ಪುರೀಶ್ವರ ಶಿವಶಂಕರ ಶಿರಡಿ ಪುರೀಶ್ವರ ಶಿವಶಂಕರ ಶಿರಡಿ ಪುರೀಶ್ವರ ಶಿವಶಂಕರ ಪರ್ತಿ ಪುರೀಶ್ವರ ಪರಮೇಶ್ವರ ಪರ್ತಿ ಪುರೀಶ್ವರ ಪರಮೇಶ್ವರ ಪರ್ತಿ ಪುರೀಶ್ವರ ಪರಮೇಶ್ವರ ಪರ್ತಿ ಪುರೀಶ್ವರ ಪರಮೇಶ್ವರ ಹೃದಯೇಶ್ವರ ಸಾಯೀಶ್ವರ ಹೃದಯೇಶ್ವರ ಸಾಯೀಶ್ವರ ಹೃದಯೇಶ್ವರ ಸಾಯೀಶ್ವರ ಹೃದಯೇಶ್ವರ ಸಾಯೀಶ್ವರ
ನಟರಾಜ ನಮಾಮಿ ಶಂಕರ.
So that's how the serene bhajan dedicated to Lord Shiva flows. It's the gentle flow of the river Ganga from the matted locks of Lord Shiva. It starts furiously, but after that it slows down, and this bhajan perhaps refers to that meandering slope of the river after it has touched the ground. Anirudh is here to share more light on this bhajan and what insights come to him. So tell us, Anirudh, what thoughts come to you?
Sairam Vishu, this beautiful bhajan, when I sing, as we are saying about Ganga,
yes,
it's a beautiful melody which flows down like a river, the water stream, and it's beautifully composed in Rag Yaman,
yes,
or Kalyani in the Carnatic classical music. Well, as bhajans are always a mix of many emotions, many ideas, and what Swami inspires through that composer.
Yes.
So it need not strictly stick to a particular raga. So it also moves to Shankara Varnam,
yes,
or the Bilaval. And in fact, there are many ragas which just take the madhyamam of Shankara Varnam. Like in Yaman you have
Nirigama,
Tivra Madhyama. Whereas in Shankara Varnam you have
Sarigama,
which is the madhyamam, which is apart from the Tivra Madhyamam, which is the usual madhyamam which is sung in many ragas.
Yes.
And so there are in fact a lot of ragas which blend this madhyamam into the Yaman, giving a feel of ragas like Yamuna Kalyani,
mm-hmm,
and even Behag. Rag Behag also has both the madhyamams. But let's come back to this bhajan, and when you have this bhajan, the first half of the bhajan, it clearly shows Yaman.
Nirega, nirega mariga.
And there is a transition from Yaman to Shankara Varnam, which is so beautifully done by introducing the other madhyamam.
Parti Purishwara Parameshwara.
So that's how beautifully it the transition is so melodiously composed from Yaman to Shankara Varnam.
Hridayeshwara Saishwara.
So beautiful line.
Absolutely, and this is like the high point of the bhajan, isn't it?
Exactly.
Hridayeshwara, where you like, you give yourself to the Lord, give your heart to the Lord, and that
correct
is the high point of the emotion. And high point of the bhajan, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I also want to appreciate one more point of point in this bhajan. So when you sing this this line, the last line,
Hridayeshwara Saishwara Nataraja.
So the transition from this line to again back to the Yaman mood, it's absolutely beautiful.
Nataraja Namami Shankara.
Beautiful. The only word that comes to your mind, you know, when this bhajan is sung is soothing, you know, it's very soothing.
Blissful bhajan.
Beautiful. So, shall we dwell on Yaman a little more? Would you like to do an alap or how about a Yaman medley?
I guess
there are so many Yaman bhajans, isn't it?
There are many bhajans in Yaman and medley is a wonderful idea. So this time let's have something different.
Yeah.
And let's
just go with the flow of Yaman.
Go with the flow of many bhajans through Yaman.
Yes.
And Shankaravarnam, introducing the Shankaravarnam and the transition. Or
yes,
let's also look into the bhajans where it starts off with Yaman and goes to Shankaravarnam.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Nerega
along the similar lines.
Yes.
And one more bhajan which comes to my mind, which has exactly the same flavor as this Nataraja Namami Shankara, of course not in the starting, in the middle, is
Parti Purishwara Parameshwara.
So that line,
Shyamala Komala Nayana Bhira.
Yes, this is this bhajan. Of course, the start of the bhajan.
Ram Ram Sai Ram, Parti Purisham Sai Ram, Madhura ಸುಂದರ ರಾಮ ಶ್ಯಾಮಳ ಕೋಮಲ ನಯನಧಿರಾಮ.
ಸೊ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಬೋಧ್ ದೀಸ್ ಭಜನ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಇಂಟ್ರೊಡ್ಯೂಸ್ ದ ಮಾ ಇನ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ವೇ, ದ ಎಂಟ್ರಿ ಆಫ್ ದ ಮಧ್ಯಮಂ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶಂಕರಾಭರಣಂ.
ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್. Perhaps there are many more bhajans where you see this transition between Shankarabharanam and Yaman.
Oh, there are a lot many bhajans, yeah. And it was really a nice feeling to go through the Yaman bhajans, you know, sing one after another.
Yes.
With a smooth transition.
And there are many more.
Yeah, of course, it goes on and on. And perhaps, I think, among the Shiva bhajans,
yes,
which is in Yaman or Shankarabharanam, blend is, I think it's very few bhajans are there.
Mm.
This is one of the bhajan which fits into that category.
Yes. Amazing. So let's discover the beauty of this bhajan more. So shall we do the swaras of this bhajan?
Yes. Let's take up the first line.
Nataraja Namami Shankara Nini Riri Gari Sanini Gari Sasa Nini Riri Gari Sanini Gari Sasa Shiva Raja Shiva Shiva Shankara Nira Niri Sari Nidapa Gapadani Sa 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 Nida Niri Sari Nidapa Gapadani Sa Sa Sa.
We shall go to the next line now.
Shirdi Purishwara Shiva Shankara Ga ga ri ga 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 ri ga ni ri ga 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 ri ga 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 ri ga ni ri ga.
The next line is a transition from Yaman to the feel of Shankaravarnam, adding a madhyamam.
Parti Purishwara Parameshwara Mama Gama Ma Gamari Gapa Madapa Ma Mama Gama Ma Gamari Gapa Madapa Ma Hridayeshwara Saishwara Gapadadapama Garigamaga Gapadadapama Garigamaga.
The second time we give a variation.
Hridayeshwara Saishwara Gapasadapama Garigamaga Gapasadapama Garigamaga.
As we discussed, this is a very soothing bhajan, and when you listen to the swaras, it's even more melodious.
Yeah, very melodious bhajan.
So tell us about the beat of this bhajan, Anirudh.
The beat of this bhajan is 8-beat, Aditalam in the Carnatic classical music, which is Keherva in the Hindustani classical music. The count is 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
Nataraja Namami Shankara Nataraja Namami Shankara Shiva Raja Shiva Shiva Shankara Shiva Raja Shiva Shiva Shankara Nataraja Namami Shankara Nataraja Namami Shankara.
Beautiful. Thank you very much, Anand and Anirudh.
Thank you, Vishnu.
Sai Ram.
So with this we are through with the lyrics, the tune, the raga and the tala of the bhajan. It's time to now dwell on the meaning of the bhajan. And to help us in this endeavor, here is a conversation with Brother Ami Deshpande. Brother Ami is a research scholar in Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning and has been a part of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan group for decades. A very accomplished musician, he's not only a gifted singer but also an amazing percussionist besides being a speaker. So here are the insights that Brother Ami shared about this bhajan.
Sai Ram, Brother Ami, and welcome to Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom.
Sai Ram, Vishu Brother.
Every singer relates to every bhajan in his own way. Even though the bhajan is same, even though the lyrics are same, the tune is same, every bhajan session is different. And what every bhajan session does to you is different. So when you reflect on this bhajan, Natarajanamami Shankar, today how you feel? What do you feel?
Yeah, it's so true actually what you said. That because in many ways bhajan is like a conversation with God.
Yes.
It's a conversation of your most intimate emotions, thoughts, feelings. And typically the thoughts and, you know, most of our bhajans are in the evenings, I guess, in all samitis everywhere around the world. So it's, and it's mostly once a week. So it is like pouring out, you know, a moment of pouring out all that has happened in the week.
Yes.
At the altar of the Lord and say, you know, oh Lord, thank you. If it's been a great week, then thank you for it being a great week. If it's a not so good week, oh Lord, what happened? Where did I make a mistake? Mm-hmm. And please be with me and guide me through the week and pardon me for my mistakes. So yes, so
the same bhajan, one person can sing it with joy, another person can make it a bhajan which communicates all his or her sorrows and praying for guidance.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's the same Daya Karo Shiva Ganga Dhari can be, you know, oh Lord, have mercy on me, or thank you, oh Lord, for having mercy on me.
Yeah.
So you can look at it from both the ways. Yes.
Yeah.
So this particular bhajan was, I must confess, was a challenge. Said, you know, go ruminate over it. And I really like it when you tell me like that, because I think that's such a, it's like God sent. It's like Swami telling me through you that, you know what, you have not done your homework, you know, for a couple of weeks. So take this bhajan and ruminate over it and see what is it that you are feeling. And so first of all, I should thank Swami in you to have told me about this bhajan. So I was in fact been thinking for many days, and it was just, you know, a very little while back that it suddenly struck, one thought process, one stream kind of struck. And so if you keep humming the bhajan, and if you go into the tune of the bhajan, it has a very, you know, soothing kind of, you know, feeling. It's not generally associated with the Shiva bhajans that you be generally, for example, bolo bolo sab mil bolo om namah shivaya, which is more a victorious kind of a bhajan where you feel you are part of the army of Shiva, like the ganas. Or it's not like something like om namah shivaya shivaya namah om namah shivaya shivaya namah. Those are, you know, what we generally associate with Shiva, because, you know, we feel he is in the Tandava mode, or he is in that vanquishing, the destroyer mode. But, you know, some of these bhajans of Shiva also have this meditative kind of a feeling, right? And I think this was more, I mean, for example, Nataraja he Tripurari has a more meditative kind of, you know, he's sitting silently in the Himalayas or on Kailash. But this one was in between somewhere, you know.
Yes.
It neither has a meditative kind of a feeling to it, nor does it have the usual Shiva, you know, the power and the punch.
The vibrancy.
Yeah, the vibrancy, correct. This is a more like the lilting, soothing kind of, you know, bhajan. Nataraja Namami Shankara. Means you could feel that probably even if Rama would have been there in this bhajan, or Krishna would have been there, it would have been still good.
Mm.
So that was the real challenging part.
But then that is where, you know, Swami gives his, there is no bhajan through which we cannot converse with God. If it is there, which means you are supposed to converse with God. So the thought which came to my mind was, you know, the most beautiful role that a Sadguru plays is not only just showing us the path, but helping us and walking along with us. In fact, he is the one who makes the path easier for us to walk. And in fact, for that reason, he has taken up all the difficulties on himself, you know. And Swami gives this example of the PT teacher or the dance teacher, where he says that, you know, the difference between the PT teacher or the dance teacher and every other teacher is that the dance teacher or the physical trainer has to actually do it.
Yes.
And show it to you how it is to be done, you know, for us to actually be able to do it. Once we see he is doing it, then it also gives us the confidence, you know, that we also can do it. And when we see it, you know, the excellence with which he does it, and the dexterity or, you know, the agility with which he does it, it gives us that awe-inspiring, you know, that maybe, hey, why can't even I do that?
Mm.
And I felt, you know, the very first word, you know, is Nataraja, which is the dancing lord, the king of dance. And that is what came to my mind, that he is that cosmic dancer who comes every now and then, you know, out of his sheer compassion, his immense compassion for mankind, that, oh man, you've lost the track, okay, and let me come down and show you how it is done. Because though I have, you know, given classes before, my dance classes I have given before through Bhagavad Gita's, through Upanishads, through Vedas, you don't seem to be learning it. You don't seem to be accepting it for some reason. So let me come and show you how it is done and inspire you to live a life like that. And that's why Swami says, my life is my message. And so the very first word kind of inspired me in that sense, you know. But then it, on so on one side, while it was very inspiring, the tone of the bhajan also kind of made me feel that, yeah, while he is such an inspiring and beautiful Lord, what have I really done? No, I don't think I'm living up to his expectations. He wanted me to be somewhere else. That is why he attracted me to himself. And I'm not living up to that standard. And so I felt somewhere in the bhajan, there was also this melancholic kind of feeling that,
yes,
oh Lord, am I really doing what you want me to do? And I'm so sorry because you're such a beautiful dancer and I'm not able to dance even 1% of how good you are dancing, you know. And how exasperated you must be seeing, you know, after having taught so much, you know, holding our hands, holding our feet. I remember one of our brothers, Brother Sujit.
Yes.
He was telling about, you know, his convocation drama.
Yes.
In which they were actually, three of them were doing the Burakatha. And, you know, Swami would want them to dance while they were actually performing. And so one day, you know, they were not able to do it because they were primarily singers. And so they really didn't know, and they were feeling a little embarrassed and, you know, how to dance, and, you know, we should not be making a mockery of ourselves in front of, you know, everybody on the final day. And it seems, so Swami would keep, you know, egging them on to dance, and they wouldn't. They couldn't, rather.
Mm.
And so one day Swami called them inside the interview room, and as they sat and, you know, Swami stood up, and Swami pulled his robe up to almost the calf muscles could be seen. Swami's calf muscles. Can you imagine, you know, something like a Shirdi Baba kind of.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, that, you know, the kafni coming only up to there. And Swami went on to, it seems, dance. Yes. And show them exactly how he expects them to dance. You know? And I can only imagine, or rather, the nearest that comes to I seeing Swami dance is, you know, in this book, Love is My Form, how the Chakka Bhajan used to be done.
Yes.
There was one of Swami's, I think, classmates who was showing the different,
yes,
you know, the poses of, you know, how the Chakka Bhajan used to be done by the Pandari Bhajan group. And that is what comes closest to, you know, seeing Swami dance actually. But I can, it must have been a tremendous, I mean, that is Nataraja there in front of you, dancing. And, you know, to that extent he will come down.
Yes.
And mind you, at that time Swami was about 70 or 75 years old.
Yes.
He was not a youngster to show someone how to dance, you know. So even physically, you know, what all he has done, it's just tremendous, you know, with pure Nataraja it is. And in fact, that is the beautiful Nataraja that adorns the front of the Purnachandra Auditorium.
Yes.
Which was his residence for 12 years, you know, and that pretty much kind of sums up what is there in this bhajan. So just imagine standing in front of Purnachandra Auditorium, looking at that and then say, oh Lord, oh, you know, the one who has the Purnachandra on his, not Purnachandra, the crescent moon on his, the Chandrasekhara, Nataraja.
In fact, there is a Nataraja at the entrance of Purnachandra Auditorium as well as behind the Purnachandra Auditorium.
Shiva. Yes. Seeing the Ganga, yeah. Mother Ganga coming
down. It's again a very vibrant,
fantastic, yes.
Imagery of Shiva.
Oh, yes, absolutely true. You know, seeing the Mother Goddess coming, Mother Ganga coming down, and he ready to take her on his jata. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fantastic. Yes. So, yeah, pretty much, you know, that is what symbolism does. And that was the place that held Swami. That,
absolutely.
That, you know, gave residence to, or Swami made, chose to make it his residence for several years. So, that was the feeling. Coming back to the bhajan, so, Nataraja, Namami Shankara, you are bowing down to that supreme dancer, you know, the teacher who has come down to teach us. And the next line is, and he is not just any other dancer, he is the king, he is the monarch, he is, you know, Shiva Raja, Shiva Shiva Shankara. Shiva Raja, Shiva Shiva Shankara. And then this Shivaraja has been such a beautiful teacher that, you know, he has come back year after year or age after age, you know, as Shirdi Purishwara Shiva Shankara. So Shirdishwara, he came to teach us how to dance. And when that did not, you know, that was not sufficient, and he felt that probably it has to be made easier, the dance has to be made easier, he came as Partipurishwar Parameshwara. So that Parameshwara came as Partipurishwara. And the only thing at this point you feel, oh my Lord, how much have you done for us? You know, avatar after avatar. Right from, I mean, it's not only just to, you know, limited to just Shiva's this thing, but all the avatars, all the saints, all the great masters who have really tried to put us on the path. So, at this moment, you know, the heart really goes out, oh my, oh Lord, how much pain are you going to take? Am I really worth it? You know, am I really...
Swami says he alone knows the pain of teaching us how to dance.
Correct. He alone knows, yes. Means we say that it is painful, but just imagine, so... You know, if I can just take a little detour here to kind of emphasize this point of how much the pain can be. You know, this was a beautiful analogy that I had heard, that imagine, you know, there is the bug world or the ant world. So anywhere you pick up, you know, a brick or a piece of land, and you'll find an entirely new world, right? The world of ants.
Yes.
And several insects. So we just assume that we call it the bug world, right? And imagine you're in deep love with that bug world. Okay, means for some reason they're a very important part of your life, right? There's no reason for it, but let's say that you love them a lot. And suddenly you know, I mean you become aware of a fact that of an epidemic which is going to kill all of them, which is going to destroy them. Okay, and the only way you can save the bugs is by becoming a bug. Okay, and so this is what I heard, you know, that, you know, will you take up that, you know, will you take up that life of a bug? Take upon yourself all the limitations of a bug. You cannot be God, huh? You cannot be man and try to save them. You have to become a bug. Because you have to make them understand where they are making a mistake. And so all the limitations of, you know, of being a bug, you take upon yourself. That's pretty much the predicament God goes through.
Yes.
You know, to become a human being. To take that infinite power has to suddenly become finite. It is almost like, for him, you know, in the equivalency we can say probably much more, but for him to become a bug, to become a human being is for how we would, you know, we have to think 100 times before we want to become a bug. You know, for him, it's that kind of thing, but yet he takes upon himself time after time, age after age. It's, that is his love for, you know, mankind and for, you know, this bug world that we live in. And, you know, so is it really worth it, Lord? But then, you know, he says, Hridayeshwara, Saishwara, because he's our indweller. Because he knows that actually there is no difference between him and me. So just imagine when, just like a father, you know, when he's trying to teach his son, the balance in a human being is always there. It's just that the child has to discover that balance when he's riding his bicycle. So the father or the mother are holding that bicycle behind as we are trying to ride it. And many times we will fall, but he's always there to support us. Because he knows that, Ari, that balance is there. Why are you not able to get it? Just practice. Practice little more. Practice little more. So because he's our indweller, you know, he kind of knows that we and he are one. It's the same spark. It's the same divinity that exists in all of us. And therefore, that is a hope, you know. So I felt this line, Hridayeshwara, Saishwara, kind of gives that hope. That, oh Lord, I know that you will forgive me for all the mistakes that I have done, because I and you are one, and eventually, you know, we will get there together. So this was a little interpretation that came for this particular bhajan.
Wonderful. You know, as you were talking about the Lord as Nataraja always teaching us to dance, and that same Nataraja taking birth age after age, very interestingly, you know, even the story of Shiva Shakti avatar, story of Shiva and Shakti coming down, is related to the Tandava and the sage Bharadwaja stories.
Exactly, yes.
the incarnation of Shiva, Shirdi Sai, Satya Sai and Prem Sai origin goes back to the dance.
Correct, yeah. The basis is in the dance where they
isn't that so symbolic?
Yeah, correct. Yes. So there are lots of meanings and lots of interpretations. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. That's the beauty, I guess. You know, because I think everything is interrelated at the end of it.
Absolutely.
So,
and you know, as we were talking about Purnachandra, the thought came that, you know, even though you have a crescent moon, but I think when Bhagwan was there in that hall, that is a Purnachandra, you know, he's the Purnavatar. That is the full effulgence of the moon, full effulgence of the sun.
And just as you made this point, another point comes to my mind is Chandra typically stands for Chandrama Manaso Jataha. It stands for the mind.
Yes.
And if he's the resident of Purnachandra, which is, if he becomes the Purna resident of our mind, you know, then definitely we become Nataraja.
Yeah.
You know, the controller of the mind, or the one who has vanquished the mind, or is commanding the mind, he is Nataraja. So that's probably another meaning of why Swami stayed in Purnachandra.
Yeah. Until we started this conversation, it never occurred to me that, you know, there are two Natarajas actually.
Absolutely.
Both the sides of...
Same here. In fact, only after you made this, that's when I was, there is a Shiva there, and this is Shiva here. So Shiva here, Shiva there, Shiva everywhere. You know, come Shivratri, and I think those feelings are coming, yes.
Amazing. Fantastic. Thank you very much, Brother Ame. You know, even though this was a very short conversation that we had, but I think it helps each one of us to just rediscover the beauty and the sublimity present in every bhajan. And you know, as we discussed before, the bhajan session, the bhajan can be same, but every bhajan session for us can be such a supremely sanctifying experience. You know, if we just pour ourselves into the bhajan completely.
Absolutely.
I think every day a new meaning will come, and every day Shiva will clean us. You know, it will be a cleansing process.
Yes, yes. I also take this opportunity to thank you and Swami to have given me this opportunity to contemplate on this bhajan.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, brother.
Sai Ram. So that was Brother Ame Deshpande, an alumnus of Bhagwan's University, currently pursuing his PhD in the Prashantanyam campus. With that, let's now move on to the last lap of this program. We will now listen to the Prashanti Mandir version of this bhajan, the way it is sung in the Sanctum Sanctorum of Prashantanyam by Bhagwan's students.
Nataraja Namami Shankara Nataraja Namami Shankara Shankar. Shiva Raja, Shiva Shiva Shankar. Raja, Namami Shankar. Shirdi Puri Shar Shiva Shankara. Shirdi Puri Shar Shiva Shankara. Patipuri Shaya Paraneeswara, Hridayeshwara, Saiyeshwara.
Us to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. The audio engineers for this program are Abhishek and Sunil. The background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. With heart full of gratitude, we offer this program at the lotus feet of Bhagwan.
So with that, it's time now to wind up this session. But before we leave you, here are the answers for the bhajan quiz. So the question today was, please tell us three bhajans in which the phrase Shiva Shakti appears. And we have received four correct answers. The first one came from Brother Sai Krishna from Hyderabad. And his entries were Hari Om Namo Shiva Shakti Namo, Satya Dharma Shanti Prema Swarupa, yes. And his third entry was Antar Jyoti Jalaosa. You have the line Shiva Shakti Mahi Kripa Karo. Yes, all the three entries, correct entries. And the second answer came from Sister Bhuvana Shankar from USA. And her first two entries were same as Brother Sai Krishna's. But the third version was different. She mentioned about Antaranga Sai. Antaranga Sai, Anathanatha Sai. And you have in that the line Ramakrishna, Shiva Shakti, Prema Rupa Sai. And the beautiful thing is, Sister Bhuvana also ended her mail, she's from Michigan, USA, saying that, you brighten my Thursday mornings with all the awesome live evening program segments on Radio Sai. She ended her mail on a very sweet note. Thank you so much, Sister Bhuvana. The third entry came from Bhuvana Ganesh from Bangalore. And her first two entries were the obvious ones, Satya Dharma Shanti Prema Swarupa and Antar Jyoti Jalao Sai. But her third entry was something which no one had mentioned. Jai Jai Mangala Sai Namo.
a bhajan not very familiar, not sung so often, and in that you have the line, Shiva Shakti Ishwara Sai Namo. So all again correct answers, and you have the last answer coming in from Sister Rajiv Venkat from Mumbai. And her first two were the obvious Satya Dharma Shanti Prema Swarupa and Hari Om Namo Shiva Shakti Namo. But her third answer was a bhajan from our Bhavanjali series, the Bhavanjali 7th volume. In that you have the bhajan Durga Bhavani Sai Mata, and you have the line Shiva Shakti Mai Sai Mata. Well, all the answers are right, but we would prefer answers of bhajans which are commonly sung in the Prashanti Nilayam Mandir. Bhavanjali bhajans are very beautiful compositions, but not all of them have been introduced in Mandir. All the right answers. Thank you so much, Sister Rajiv Venkat, Sai Krishna, both the Bhuvanas. Congratulations, and we are so happy that, you know, you are listening, that you make the program so beautiful. We hope to have continue this bhajan quiz in the coming sessions. And do tell us what you feel about this program, how we can make it better, how we can make it interesting and interactive. It's time now to move on to our next segment, Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. So thank you so much for being with us. Sister Bhuvana, just like you said, we brighten your days, you too brighten every moment of our existence, because all those mails that come from all the devotees, that is what, it is like Bhagwan telling us, Bhagwan smiling at us, and that is what always makes us feel that we should do whatever we do, try and do it better, because ultimately it is an offering to Him. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.